week, Simon started our series on Ruth in the first chapter, and thank you, Piers, for reading so well this morning. Come along in the story. So if you remember, Ruth decided last week that she wanted to be with God and with God's people. And Simon thought about big decisions that we might have to make. And what a big decision Ruth decided to make, to follow her mother-in-law to a strange land, to a strange God. She put her trust in the Lord. And the Lord has led them back to Israel. And Simon also encouraged us to be thankful for whatever difficulties we face. God is with us. And how prophetic do those words feel this morning when we're facing another national lockdown? And how hard it feels to be thankful in the face of another month of being effectively home prisoners. But like Ruth, we have to trust that God knows best, that God is loving, and that God brings good out of every situation. So this morning we join Ruth and Naomi, and they are in dire circumstances. They're both widows, very poor, very vulnerable. They have no means of supporting themselves. So Ruth goes out and makes a scratching of a living, gathering up the leftovers in the fields, just trying to find enough to eat, and maybe a bit left over to save or to sell. And we must picture Ruth as a very young woman, possibly, very vulnerable, without a protector. And of course, in those days, women were not really expected to go out and work. They were very much encouraged to be at home, a very different time to now. And the women could only go out and about with the protection of a man. We have a very different situation here, but I think we can all really resonate with Ruth's experience that sometimes we can be out and we can feel vulnerable. And I think this lesson today, especially when the Prime Minister announced yesterday another national lockdown, we can feel very vulnerable. And of course, Ruth is also a foreigner in a foreign land. She's not Jewish, she's a Gentile. And so she's doubly vulnerable because there was a lot of hostility towards Gentiles, and particularly Moabites, who were thought to be promiscuous. So you can see the danger Ruth would have been in as she was gleaning in those fields, with men thinking she was the sort of woman who might encourage that sort of behaviour. But Ruth, wonderful Ruth, full of courage and boldness, looks forward and acts. She doesn't stay at home worrying. She goes out and tries to make a living for her and Naomi. She shows great courage and loyalty in the face of great difficulty and trusts that God will provide. Now, one of the theological debates on this book is, where is God? Where is God in the book of Ruth? He's barely mentioned. And in fact, in a couple of weeks' time, hopefully, you will hear Lucinda talking about the time when God is mentioned in chapter 4, when the Lord God helps Ruth conceive. But God's absence, is that something that resonates with us perhaps today? However, this book gives us real hope that God provides in adversity. That even though we may not feel God is there, He is. He's an ever watchful presence. Quiet presence, but there. And in the story of Ruth and Boaz, we can see God is working. God works through his people, you and me. And in this story, he works through Ruth and Boaz. Boaz seems to be a bit of a big-time landowner. He seems wealthy, he has lots of people working for him, lots of fields, lots of grain. And Boaz notices Ruth, and he, from a distance, makes sure that she has food and drink, and that she gets to gather the best grain. He protects her. He tells his servants to make sure that she's looked after and that no one bothers her. And he provides for her in a very practical way. God too watches us from afar, perhaps, but he provides for us in practical ways. And he works through us all. So as we face this new lockdown and we feel maybe slightly in despair, we should take heart that God is watching over us and will provide for us. And I know how much you have all pulled together over the last few months in providing friendship, fellowship, support. And I do encourage you to carry on looking out for your neighbours and being that quiet presence for them. And hard as it is, God does have a plan. We may not think there's much of a plan in another lockdown, but God has a plan, and he'll take his own time to see it through. If we look at the story of Ruth and Boaz and think forward several centuries, and we see Jesus. Jesus, whose ancestors were Ruth and Boaz. And we see that God works in mysterious ways, but he always works for the good of his people. We can trust that God has a plan and will bring good out of all situations, especially the bad ones. So our current situation is definitely worse, and worse from when I wrote my sermon earlier in the week. At that point, we weren't facing another national lockdown, and our area seems to be relatively unscathed. And yet here we are on the cusp of being asked to be in solidarity with those in the North and the Midlands and wherever else the coronavirus is on the move. And as Christians, we look out for our brothers and sisters wherever they are, whether it's in Stapleford or in Newcastle. Some of us will find ourselves, like Ruth, in very dire circumstances, with a loss of a job, income, businesses. It's going to be very hard, very hard. A lot of us will feel lonely and isolated. Some of us will have very poor health, both physical and mental. There's a lot of fear and uncertainty and stress. But God speaks into the heart of despair. Like Ruth, we can look forwards and not back. Trust that God is with us, and that God sticks with us and watches over us. He provides, heals, and protects. Trust God brings good out of every situation. And some of us may be like Boaz, in a position to help others less fortunate than ourselves. Boaz was kind. Last week we were thankful. This week we're thinking of somebody who was kind, who showed real practical kindness. Maybe that's something we can do ourselves in our current situation. Being kind in a hostile and fractured world is hard. But it doesn't cost us anything to say a few kind words or to smile as we go about, even with the masks. I know it's difficult to smile behind masks, but we can do it. And by being kind, we can help others feel better. There's a collective feeling of distress, I think, in this country. And if we carry on treating each other well and being kind, that can help. But we could also offer practical help if we're able to. We can offer to do the shopping again, picking up prescriptions again. And we can also make donations to those charities that might really be struggling now to find funding. We have two wonderful charities we support here, the Children's Society and the Warden Scheme. So if you're able to, please do think about supporting them in that very practical way. And we must always hold on and cling on to the hope and trust that God is with us. He watches over us. He works through people and brings good out of every situation, even if we can't sense his presence, even if we feel he's absent. He's not. He is a quiet presence, watching, providing, and working to bring good to our lives. God encourages us to play our part in this. And we can do this by being kind and thankful. And like Ruth, acting and making sure that we look out for one another. And I think we can look forward and hope that all will be well because God has got us and he's got this. So do keep hoping and trusting in him.